Air Inside, My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're heading outside talking decks, fences, and landscaping projects with the talented designer and carpenter Amy Devers from her new A&E show, Fix This Yard. And we're giving away Rockwell's H3 rotary hammer and drill driver to one lucky fan. So take a break from your hectic Fix It Up Life and find out what's new in home improvement from our family to yours. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
The clap is evil.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Got roof? For roof repair and replacement, you need the high-performance tools and hardware from RoofersWorld.com. The Red Ripper tools reduce tear-off time by up to 30%. The innovative Adapta roof staging accessories enable you to work safe and fast at heights and on steep pitches. Whether you need magnetic hatchets or hammers, roofing knives and blades, hard-to-find snow guards or roof jacks, Roofers World is your go-to source. For high-performance, rugged, get-it-done tools and accessories, visit RoofersWorld.com.
Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa. Beautiful day outside today.
It is a beautiful day.
Beautiful wife inside today.
Well, you know what? And I think that we're kicking it off for, you know, a whole Mother's celebration kind of festival. Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day weekend. I thought we had some, like, secret Da Vinci Code thing going on here.
It really should be, like, Mother's Month. I think.
It should be.
As a mom,
sure,
yeah, totally should be. And you know what else is cool?
What else is cool besides the fact that I can serve you for a month?
Oh, you can serve me any month, babe. Like, it doesn't have to be just May. Like, you can, like, continue to go on and on.
Yeah,
and on.
I actually have my own identity.
That's
beyond
fine.
Serving you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know you don't know it exists, but it's there.
Well, besides that, my mom is on her way. Our house.
Is she en route?
I think she is en route
or
right now.
Or en route.
She's en and en route. She's totally coming for a visit, too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very excited to see her.
So you have two moms you can do stuff for.
Rock on.
Awesome.
Very exciting.
So I don't have to do anything for my mom because you're going to do it for me for her.
I'm not sure what, and I'm going to generalize massively here, probably offend half the people, but what gave women the right to delegate just everything? Just constantly feel like I'm being bossed around.
Childbirth.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. You were there. You know what it's like. I don't think you want to do that.
As I said to the nurses running around and doctors, while Teresa gave birth to our
labor,
son.
Like, seriously,
she's turning birth. She's turning plaid, all kinds of colors, and in agony. And, of course, I'm running around saying, man, you guys have no idea how hard this is on me.
Yeah, and meanwhile, like, everyone laughed. Ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, really?
JT's laughing.
Seriously?
JT's an authority on jokes.
I am.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's an authority.
You're hysterical.
Well, I don't really think that was that funny, but everyone else did in the room.
That was the irony in it.
Yeah.
That's called irony.
Okay.
I think.
Well, today we're talking about outside projects, outdoor projects.
Out of doors?
Out of doors.
I love going out of doors.
Those are your favorite projects.
They are. Decks, retaining wall.
We have a retaining wall at our house, the first project that we did.
Yeah, and right now this radio show is an outdoor project because you can hang meat in this studio right now. It's windy.
They might be hanging meat somewhere. We don't know where it is.
It's like a scene from Rocky VII where he trains again in the meat locker.
Whatever.
But yeah, outdoor projects. Decks, fences, pergolas.
Mm-hmm.
Our forthcoming outdoor project with our Da Vinci Roofscapes shingles.
Totally.
Which
well,
is our
sort
roof.
Of- Well, I guess it's outside, yeah, totally.
It's outside.
Yeah, it couldn't be more outside than a roof.
No, but of all the projects we've ever done, and you brought this up earlier, we get more letters, notes, emails about the retaining wall we did like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Totally.
People want to know, how can I customize it to my yard?
Remember, Mike Walsh helped, too.
Mike Walsh helped?
Totally.
Oh, without him, forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it. It was, like, so awful out, too. Rainy, miserable.
We had some magazine deadline that was, like, whatever, 3 days before we were done the wall. We had to finish in a gushing rainstorm.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, but we got it done.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. I love it. And, you know, we've got a gorgeous pergola, too, that we love. We've talked about before.
Yeah.
Made of Western Red Cedar.
Oh, I love the Western Red Cedar. It's just great for a pergola.
Oh, our babysitter, Tara, the other day, I was walking through our backyard, and she's like, you know, I love that thing. Yeah.
You know, pergolas, most people, at least around where when I told people around the neighborhood and I was building one, I basically had to get it all the way back down to it's one of those garden thingies, and no, we're not growing grapes on it. And then they knew what it was. But otherwise,
yeah, well,
apparently
not,
no one knows the word pergola.
Well, it's not a completely common thing for folks to have them in their backyard.
Right.
I mean, I've seen it a lot at, like, restaurants.
Restaurants have them, or they have, like, half a one sticking off the back of the outdoor dining thing.
Anyway.
Yeah, and we've got a deck estimate out there for a deck remodel, of all things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, too. And I'm excited about our guest today, are you?
I am very excited about our guest today, Amy Devers.
Yeah.
And she is all about it. She's a real deal.
She totally is the real deal. And, yeah, she went to a school that I would have loved to go to.
RISD.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, in a place we want to live,
yeah.
Rhode Island.
Yeah, we love Rhode Island.
Oh, that place is great.
But Amy is like, she is the real deal. She can do pretty much everything.
Yep.
We're not jealous of her at
Designing,
all.
Designing, carpentry, mm-hmm. the whole thing. She's got a lot of fans, too.
When she's been on Trading Spaces and Blog Cabin and DIY to the Rescue and Freeform Furniture, and she's on a new show called Fix This Yard, which is on A&E.
Yep.
And you can totally watch episodes of it online, too. So if you're interested, check it out.
Totally. Oh, I'm very excited. And we have an excellent, excellent tool up for grabs.
We do.
Something we found at its introduction at the remodeling.
At the Builder Show in Las Vegas.
At the International Remodeling Show in Las Baltimore.
Really, Mark?
Yeah.
He's so factual. Really?
I know, like, everything,
you know,
about
he's
stuff.
He's so detail-oriented.
Yeah, it's the H3. It's a pickup truck from Hummer Trucks.
No. It's the H3 from Rockwell Tools.
The H3 from Rockwell Tools. It is a compact 12-volt combination rotary hammer and drill driver. And if you've ever tried to drill holes in concrete and the little bit you have in your drill turns cherry red and melts, you're going to want this tool.
It's totally cool. I tried it out, too. And actually, there on our Vegas video on YouTube, there's, like, shots of us using it.
Yeah, so you got to check that out.
That's where you first said the Powerhouse brand of improvement or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's where I invented the – and I think we're really going to do this.
Are we?
For our flagship sponsors.
I didn't see, like, you know, fill out the form in triplicates and down the legal.
No, we talked about it. Dennis
cleared it. I didn't route the office with it.
Dennis, the Zen Master, cleared it.
Really?
No, not really.
Since when is he in charge? No, let's all go back to the mother part.
But it is all about the Powerhouse brand of approval. It's the first one.
It's the first tool that got that.
It's the first tool that got it because I made it up on the spot.
That's so good.
I got to get the Powerhouse brand of a ski hat. I mean, I'm lucky my hair is not blown away.
I don't know what to do with you. Well, so, I'm excited about all of these things.
Very excited. Rockwell Tools has given us the H3 to give away.
Yeah.
We're very excited about that. We've got Amy Devers.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some great fix-it-up finds.
We do. And I think that maybe we'll go to a commercial and then we'll come back and talk about them.
All right, Fix-It-Up Nation. We'll see you on the other side of this break. With Fix-It-Up Finds. Next on My Fix-It-Up Life.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you their exclusive homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. They also offer natural aromatherapy oil, perfumes, and soy candles. All of Green Street Luxury products are made with natural oils and ingredients, and most of their products are vegan or vegetarian friendly. Green Street Luxuries keeps packaging simple to keep the price down for you and to stay environmentally friendly. Their containers are recyclable, renewable, and sustainable. And they donate 5% of annual sales to local charities. Healthy skin, environmentally friendly, and affordable? Why not try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com? That's greenstreetlux.com.
And you're inside my Fix It Up Life.
With my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark. Hi.
Hi. And welcome to Fix It Up Finds. You're in it.
You're inside Fix It Up Finds. Get ready.
Get ready.
Get your seatbelt on.
We got some really cool stuff.
We do have cool stuff.
Yeah, this is a good week.
And I think that you should go first, dear.
Wow.
I know.
Well,
that's a first, right?
Here's the Fix It Up Find. I was allowed to go first.
Well, maybe not so, you know, unless you take it. You got to take it.
This one is from Simonton Windows, our friends at Simonton. And I, frankly, get Eschmeyer on the phone.
Why?
Just get him, because he's great.
He is great.
So anyway.
I think about him every time I open and close our windows at home. I do. I seriously think about him every single time.
I know it. I know it. And I look at those
windows.
And
I apologize to his wife. It's just, it's in a very, like, window way.
In window way, lock your windows, save some money with the air conditioning and the heat and all that. It's true. But, and I look at those windows, too, with the eye of a contractor. And, yes, there are sponsors, so this sounds like I'm reading this, but the reason we're working with them and they're working with us is because we chose those windows.
Totally.
And it's just like the countertops we put in the kitchen.
You don't have to apologize. We like stuff. Everybody likes stuff.
I don't want to be the guy, hey, and then, you know, snake oil salesman.
Just go ahead. What do you want to tell us about Simonton?
Anyway, Simonton.
Yeah?
And I'm going to read this because there's a lot of stuff in here.
You don't want to sound like a guy that's reading stuff and you're going to
No, I don't want to sound like, some shill or shrill or whatever you call it.
Whatever. But what do you want to tell everyone?
There's a lot in here. Now, Simonton Windows.
Yeah?
Has introduced a variety of popular exterior color options in its Decorum by Simonton line of window and door style solutions.
We have a color from Simonton. What's the color that we have?
Driftwood.
Okay.
But that's back
in
the day.
Is Driftwood one of the colors that they have in this line?
No, I don't think so. And that was back in the days when it was like Driftwood and white when we got those. But now we're talking about a whole line of different colors and
stuff. Okay, what are the colors?
So we've got the durable Decorum by Simonton products are designed to appeal to the growing consumer trend that integrate the color of window and patio doors to the overall look of a home.
Which is totally a good thing. I love it.
So, like, imagine a brick window, a red brick window frame set against a pure white clapboard siding on a federal-style home in New England.
Nice. So example, what are the colors? I want to know.
Why don't you tell me what the color... So the premium hardware finishes in the Decorum line, including brushed nickel, oil rub bronze, polished brass, dark bronze, white, driftwood, and tan, can be selected to complement and create a customized look.
Totally cool. And where can you find out more about that?
You can find out more about that at simonton.com/decorum.
Okay.
And that's written twice here on my sheet, so I think I have to say it again.
Do you? So what is it? What's the website, Mark? Oh.
So basically the bottom line is we've got color options and hardware options and warranties to weave in to the design of the home. And that's new, it's durable, and it's something we haven't had before.
No, it's not. And it's awesome. I love it because, you know, having a choice besides just plain old white is awesome. I mean, you might like white, but, you know.
Oh, hey, white works on tons
being
of
able to
I
use,
put
yeah.
in mountains of those things. But we want to have color.
Totally. So can I tell you what I found this week?
I wish you would.
Oh, totally. Love that. Well, first thing that I found was I want to tell you about chainsaw chicks.
Chainsaw chicks.
Totally.
Why not?
Now, see, you know
what happens? Where does this stuff come from?
Okay. Now, this came from our friend Tom Spencer.
Did it?
Totally.
You found this right before we left, didn't you?
I did. Did you know this?
Yeah, Tom Spencer is our friend from Rockwell Tools.
Yeah, let me go. Let me tell everybody.
Yeah, well, no, people need to know who he is.
He's from Rockwell
from.
Tools, and he's at the National Hardware Show.
Right.
And he posted some pictures on Facebook today of him carving
with a chainsaw.
Yeah. And he said that, they had the chainsaw chicks at their booth at the hardware show.
The chainsaw chicks.
So I looked them up.
Who are they?
I totally looked them up. And it's a group of women who do sculptures with chainsaws. It's totally cool.
This is what I'm talking about. That's sculptures right there.
And there's a girl, Lisa, who I read her website, and she's very creative, too.
Okay.
It's awesome. And her website is shesawsit.com. You totally check her out.
Of course. Of course she saws it.
Now, I've got a couple other things.
Okay, we're getting her on this show right now.
So if you like the Antonio treatment...
The Zen Master likes the Antonio treatment.
Well, that's Dennis. You just called him the Zen Master.
Yeah.
How many Zen Masters are you following?
There's lots of different Zen Masters, but the true Zen Master, someone who introduced me to the show, I mean, I know you know what it is.
To the show, the Antonio treatment.
Yeah, but the Archduke of Remodeling, I can't think of something Archduke.
Don Donclay.
The Exchequer of New Construction.
Okay, well, can I tell you what I want to tell you?
Likes that show.
Yes. And if you like him, you can enter to win a $10,000 room makeover with him. And you go to www.cpwmhgtv.com. And that's cost plus world market HGTV.
Sweet. I'll just take the 10 G's.
And there's a link from our Facebook page to it, too.
Awesome.
And another thing I found.
What else did you find?
I found you.
Yes.
I found you on a new Stanley Toolbox video on YouTube, and it wasn't even from, where I thought it was going to be posted. It was posted somewhere, was it in the UK or something? And it was just one of them. You filmed a bunch of these,
yeah.
But it's a totally hot set of toolboxes from Stanley, and you should totally check them out.
Well, I was just talking to Stanley last night, and he said they were done, but, well, there you have it.
Yeah, there's one that's out, and I favorited it on our YouTube channel, so if you're curious about these new toolboxes, you should totally check it out.
Well, yeah, thinking back to it, these particular toolboxes are really good Father's Day gifts.
They are.
Yeah, there's three of them.
They're good Mother's Day gifts, too.
Yeah, and they'd be good Mother's Day gifts. There's three of them. One of them is particularly awesome, the cantilever toolbox.
Yes.
Yeah, so check out that video on our channel.
Yeah, and I think I actually linked to it on our Facebook, too.
Even better.
Totally.
Sweet.
So what do you think about taking a break?
I think it'd be a good idea.
Okay.
We're ready for it.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. All
right. The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Mark Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lesson. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done." Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life.
And you are back in the studio with Mark and Teresa.
Ooh, and JT too.
JT's here, look.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, JT does the Whacking Morning Show, right?
Yeah. JT's more...
Hey, sorry, guys, I just flew from the coast. How's everybody doing? Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. He actually doesn't do the Wacky Morning Show. He does a fun morning show.
I try.
Yeah. Seriously, one of the world's funny people. So.
Yeah, one of the funniest people that we absolutely know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there you have it. So what are we doing in this segment?
Well, we got a question, an email, that I think that we should answer. And I think it's, you know, it's with the theme for today. Let me, Chuck wrote in and said, we are currently building a second deck on our backyard. This deck is going to be freestanding, ground-level deck, approximately 18 inches off the ground. Being in Illinois and not having it attached to the house, can I use something like a deck block to put my posts on, or do you recommend that I still dig a concrete footing?
Oh.
Yeah.
Tempting to want to put it on a deck block. But in Illinois, you got this thing called, what do they call it? Ice and snow.
Yeah, unless he lives in, like, you know, the exotic part of Illinois.
Ice and snow. And that melts and turns to mud.
Yeah.
And mud, as you know, is sort of liquidy.
Yeah, well, it kind of moves.
Chances are pretty good if you have a lot of groundwater or anything like that. One, it'll sink.
Even if it's only 18 inches off the ground, too.
Yeah.
You know, you might think you can get away with it because it's so short.
Right.
But still, even if it's that short, you still don't want it to move, fall down.
Right.
You want it to be safe for you and your family and your friends who come over and use your beautiful deck.
That's right.
But
that's
you don't
right.
want it to go to waste, too, all well, your hard work.
The other thing with digging footings into the ground is that in Illinois, I don't know where in Illinois this is, but you're probably somewhere around 40 inches deep to get below the freeze line.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is you're in stable soil that doesn't freeze when you pour your concrete footings. Now, it depends on your local code, and this is one of those projects, we say it every week, pull a permit.
Mm-hmm.
That thing falls over, it's your fault.
And I know it sounds awful, you have to dig like 40 inches to put an 18-inch, you know, deck on,
yeah.
But it's just the way that you have to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So you might be able to drop your posts right into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Use ground contact rated pressure treated for that. Other places don't let you do that. Like where we build here in Pennsylvania, they want them out of the ground up on piers,
mm-hmm.
the posts. So you'd have to use Simpson Strong Tie and other companies make a post bracket. And because this one's not attached to the house, I would run all kinds of diagonals from the bottoms of the posts up into the deck framing so that you have lateral resistance in all directions.
Hmm.
Yeah, that would definitely be it.
Well, that's super fun, though, that he's building a second deck. Like,
totally.
I can't, like, that's so cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's awesome. And 18 inches, you're about halfway between to the point where you need a guardrail. So, you know, is anybody going to get demoed if they walk off the thing at 18 inches? Really, that's up to you. You don't technically need a guardrail at that height, but I would consider doing wraparound steps or that kind of thing so that there's somewhere to go. 18 inches, on the other hand, it's far enough so that it hurts when you fall off or if you have senior citizens over there, like grandparents or those kinds of things.
Or little kids.
Or little kids. Well, yeah, I guess really little kids,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Well, they could trip and fall and then fall. As a
right.
mommy, I'm paranoid about all those things.
Yeah, well, as a former little kid, I know that 18 inches is, you know, that's Superman territory right there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no good.
So check into that, pull a permit. Go online to awc.org and check out the prescriptive deck code. That is a great resource.
And it's Deck Safety Month, too.
That's right.
It totally is. Yeah.
So, yeah. That's
a good time of year to check your deck to make sure that it's safe.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And there, what is it, nadra.org,
mm-hmm.
the National Deck and Railing Association, has a free downloadable deck safety checklist.
Which is a good thing.
Which is a good thing. And if you're conversant with, you know, how stuff is built, you can take a run around, especially if you have an old deck.
Oh, and there's a video of you doing a deck safety. Isn't there a deck safety video that we just saw?
Just popped up on HGTVPro.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was sent out in their newsletter this past week.
Yes.
Interview with you and
uh-huh.
Scott Branscombe.
Yep.
At the Builder Show a couple years ago, but it just came out.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting around to it.
But that, you know, but it's a good time of year for something like that to come out. And there are images of deck failures that you don't want to see, that you just don't want to see.
A deck failure is so catastrophic. and so sudden, and I've seen a couple of them on tape, and you obviously have seen photos of them.
Yeah.
They will, your teeth will fall out.
Yeah, and
they're
a deck is
terrifying.
Supposed to be a fun place to hang out.
Yeah.
And speaking of catastrophes.
Oh, great, yeah. What do you want to go down to the Gulf and get some oil?
The whole, like, flesh-sensing saw?
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like, if you haven't heard this, you're going to want to hear this.
Yeah, here's the news flash. And this has been banging around online. I read it at finewoodworking.com. Okay, I got to just say the whole story.
Yeah.
So this guy, he's a flooring installer. Working with a table saw, who's cringing yet? The splitter was removed. The blade guard was removed. The fence was removed. He admittedly forced a piece of work through the blade. He couldn't get it through the first time, so that wasn't good enough. He tried again. He's got three of three safety devices removed. Does what the instruction manual says not to do, forces the work. So he's like four layers of what not to do in. Cuts his fingers off. And Ryobi only had to give him $1.5 million.
Because why?
Because,
ladies
and gentlemen, the tool was not equipped with, and I've got this right here, flesh-sensing, blade-breaking technology such as the saw stop system.
Now, how many tools is that on, Mark?
The saw stop tools. That inventor and super genius, I've talked to him. This is not taking anything away from SawStop. It's real technology.
It sounds like an awesome...
It really works.
Yeah.
And Steve Gass is an inventor in Oregon who is, no joke, a patent attorney and a physicist and a woodworker. So apparently he needs negative sleep. There's like,
is his head as big as like Kai Lan from Ni Hao Kai Lan with all those brains?
He built his own shop for that SawStop headquarters.
You gotta stop. You're gonna make everyone want to throw.
Seriously, there's 37 hours in that guy's day.
So he invented this flesh sensing saw blade.
And this was like around 2000-2001, and it detects the
electro. Do you think it's gonna like take off now? Do you think that...
Well, the tool companies, for varying reasons, all of them didn't want it. And there are lots of business reasons, some of which are valid, it sounds like, and some of which might have to do with budget and expense.
Okay.
So he started his own company.
Okay, good friends.
I think it's sawstop.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you shove your finger into the blade by accident, it shuts off in like 0.5 milliseconds.
I don't want anyone out there testing this, please.
He's tested it.
I know.
Anyway, so, but now, there's a precedent now, and I'm sure this will be appealed up and down and left and right and sideways.
But how long do you think other tool companies are going to be trying to...
I don't even
know. Do you think it's going to scare the pants off of everybody, or what?
If I were DeWalt or Bosch or Makita or Rigid or any of these folks, I don't even know what I'd be doing right now.
Can they have, like, flesh-sensing, like, nails and stuff, too?
the
images we've seen over the years of people, like, shooting in their heads and stuff.
God.
That, you know.
I know it.
Whatever.
Look, building stuff is dangerous.
It is.
3,500 RPMs, the steel doesn't care if it's a piece of oak or a piece of finger. But one of the reasons that the tool companies didn't adopt this when it came out is there's a whole precedent that they set. Like if it's on all their new tools, it sort of sends the message, well, the old tools aren't really safe enough. So they don't like solve any of their problems, and the new ones cost more. I'm not kidding. It's a real thing.
That's wackadoodle,
It's wackadoodle, and you can't go backwards and put this thing on all your old tools. And this guy was using some old saw.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but isn't it also true that they said, like, once that mechanism actually goes off, you have to buy a whole new drill because it puts so much force on the drill to stop that blade as quickly as it does, it pretty much ruins the drill for anything, or the saw for anything else you need to do.
Pretty much, that's my understanding. Yeah, the thing's a smoke show.
I think it's worth, like, losing a tool.
I would imagine so, right.
Yeah, but then there's that. And this is a common injury that happens.
And then you have to buy a whole new tool, so it's smart to have to sell them.
Yeah.
It's good for the tool companies.
We shouldn't make light of this.
JT.
But this is important. This changes the industry, this precedent. And I'm sure there's
going to appeal it. And how awful it is for him that he lost fingers, but I just, like,
And then there's a conversation, how much do you have to pay people for being stupid? how much do bosses, because he was an employee, how much is his boss liable?
Oh.
Yeah, because his boss provided that saw.
Yeah.
And he's a flooring guy. Flooring guys, including John, yes, I'm talking to you, our neighbor, are famous for taking all the stuff off of table saws. I don't know why.
Wow.
But it's like a work culture. Nobody wants to be, you know.
Well, stop taking things off. Keep them on. And we're going to go to break, Mark.
Yeah, we are. I'm going to get furious, pump out a bunch of push-ups. I'm upset.
Okay, sounds good. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
Jump out that sofa. Let's get off. I know we'll have a ball.
Well, apparently we have some kind of new song going on here. I thought that was part of the last commercial.
No, it's not.
Let's just move it. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, you are.
Can you get a little more, whatever that is, volume on there, JT? Can you bring it back?
Yeah, bring it back.
Oh, I feel it.
I know we'll have a ball.
For everyone who can't see inside the studio, it's hilarious. I'm
doing my patented dance moves. Can I get up and move around with this thing?
Oh, please don't go anywhere.
Oh, I didn't know I had some. Look at this.
Oh,
all right.
He took the mic off the mic stand.
First time I've
done.
We've
got a guest on the line, and I don't think she really wants me to narrate you dancing.
Is she listening
to this,
trainer?
First of all, you're not a great dancer. And if Matthias is listening, please call and verify for me.
But
he pulled out some dance moves last week. Weekend. Yeah,
he was cutting it up. Can we not keep Amy waiting any longer?
No.
She is here. Amy, are you here listening to our disaster of a show?
I am. It's fiesta time, isn't it?
Hey, look.
It is.
Cinco de Mayo, baby.
Oh, yeah. It totally is, yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Yeah. And where are you today?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, actually it is. It's a beautiful day here in L.A.
Sweet.
Oh, cool.
Sweet. And is that where you filmed your show?
That is where we filmed the majority of the seasons for the episode. I mean, the majority of the episodes for the season, yeah, around the L.A. area. Because we shot it in the in January, that's when the climate's acceptable. That's the area of the U.S. where the climate's acceptable to do a landscaping show.
Oh, wow. So did you film most of the shows in January?
January, February, March.
Okay.
Yes. And the pilot we filmed in the Philadelphia area last year.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We missed you.
Well, I think, Amy, the EP on your show is the same EP on a show that I worked on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure she doesn't want us to say her name, but
yeah.
In fact, I know it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. What did you work on? What was your role?
I don't think he can say what it is yet, but he was the contractor, the contractor who,
Yeah, they did a remodel on some house, and I did the remodel.
Yeah, so he's on the show doing...
I was the GC.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. And was that your first sort of taste of the television world, or have you been involved for a long time?
Really. It was the first, I guess it was the first show like that I've been on.
You've been a guest carpenter on a couple of different shows. You
were
on the Scott Phillips show. You built a deck on his program.
Yeah.
And you've been a correspondent on HGTVPro.com weekly.
Yeah.
And what else have you been on?
I don't know, but can we interview Amy?
Okay.
I don't know if anybody's approached you about getting your own show yet, because clearly you're media savvy and you've got the skills to pay the bills. So when's the Mark show coming out?
I don't know. When do you want to produce it?
Oh, will you produce it?
Let's do lunch. We'll figure that out.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You know what? I'd work for free for you. Are you kidding me?
Oh, he would. He totally would.
Yeah, you have a lot of fans in my Fix It Up Nation, by the way.
You do.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, well, can I ask the question that we were asked to ask, Amy?
Yeah, you can. I think you can even say who asked it. Well, or can you?
We can.
All right. There you go.
Jeff Devlin, who is on...
He was on Spice Up My Kitchen.
He was, and he's on a new show that's coming out, I think, this summer, too. He's a big fan of yours, and he wanted me to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay. I know Jeff. He's a great guy.
Okay. He wanted me to ask you, if you were stranded on a desert island and you had power, what tool would you wish you had?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a really good question. Desert island.
Of course, you'd have a desert island with a Home Depot on it.
Yeah, you'd have a Home Depot.
Or a lumber yard.
And there'd be a spa, because I'd come visit you. And, Oh, this is a tough question. Good question, Jeff.
I'm a huge fan of the router.
Oh.
And I feel like with the right set of bits, you can accomplish almost anything you need to with a router.
Ooh.
But it's not the fastest tool for, let's say, making big cuts if I need to build shelter for my survival. However, I could detail that shelter pretty nicely with a router.
it's not the Tom Hanks desert island from Castaway or Lost or whatever that movie is.
Well, there is power, so it's got to be...
There's power, so there's like a Hilton hotel there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have anything in it.
I'm going to say a vintage Powermatic 66 with a left-tilting blade.
Ooh.
Not one of these new made-in-Chinese ones, but an American-made one, and a router. I know he said one, but I'm picking two.
There you go.
Oh, that's cool.
Can do.
Oh, he also wanted me to ask this, and I think this is a loaded question. If you could have one carpenter with you, who would it be?
Well, there's this fella named Jeff Devlin, and he's
really,
really sharp. He's got a sparkling personality, and if I'm going to be alone on a desert island, I want somebody capable, and so I'm
going to... What happened to me?
Whatever. Whatever.
What's that?
What happened to me? I'm sitting right here.
And Mark. And Mark. See, I picked two tools. I get to pick two carpenters.
Oh, I love it. Now, I want to know how you got discovered for all of these shows that you're on. Like, how did you originally get discovered? Like, you know, what happened?
I will tell you that story. I was living and working in Los Angeles, and I had my own design build studio going, and I was kind of... doing well, but also looking for some supplemental carpentry gigs in between some of my other bigger commissions. And I was trolling the carpentry listings. And I also was working as a finished carpenter, doing piecemeal jobs in between some of my bigger builds. And there was a friend of a friend who turned out to have done a brief stint in casting and knew that there was a search going for a female handy host of a new show that was going to be on the DIY network.
Okay.
So she forwarded me a casting notice and said, you really ought to go. And I was like, well, you know, they're looking for somebody who doesn't necessarily have on-camera experience, but definitely knows what they're talking about. And I was like, well, I can build. I'm confident of that, but I've never been on camera before in my life, except for a few, student films and stuff. So I packed up my rhinestone safety glasses, and I went off to an audition. And next thing you know, I'm hosting DIY to the Rescue. And we did more than 100 episodes of that show.
And that's with Carl, right?
What's that?
Was that with Carl Champley?
That was with Carl Champley, yeah.
Yeah, we don't like him either.
Oh, how can you not like him?
We love him.
That man is just solid goodness.
Yes,
like,
he is.
You could slice him up and you wouldn't find even one rotten element.
No. That's what people say about me.
No, they don't. They really, really, really don't. I try to tell Mark sometimes to be more like Carl because, he is just the most charming man.
He is the nicest guy
ever. He called me gorgeous.
Some parts of my internal makeup are actually just sand.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so finish carpentry. I love trim and crown and doing all this different stuff. So I'm going to ask you, cope or miter?
Oh, that's a case-by-case situation for me, honestly.
Ooh. I like your answer. I like your answer because now I know you know what you're talking about. That was a test.
Yeah, it's really got to depend on how old the building is, how square the room is, you know, the parameters of the job, the profile of the molding.
Yeah.
I mean, I always have a miter saw and a coping saw with me just so I have that choice to make.
Yeah, got to.
Can I just say, Amy, how excited my husband is right now with your answer? Like, he's beaming. He's beaming. It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my whole take on it, Amy, it sounds like yours, is if at all possible, I my go-to is cope. I'll cope it all.
Mm-hmm.
If just because for generally speaking, the general remodeling stuff that we do, it works better. But you're right. There's some profiles that we have one in our master bedroom, which is a cove, and you can't cope a cove.
Right.
Because the geometry doesn't work and the joint opens up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all that has to be mitered. Or if you're building up the crown.
Which you love to do.
Which I love to do. You got to miter or all your joints are off all the way going up.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah. So, I love that. Okay, let's talk about that more.
Go ahead, hon. It's, you know, you're having, the best time.
Me?
I haven't seen him smile this much in days. Seriously.
Are you kidding me? I mean, let's talk about the job site setup. Do you cope everything just before you go in the house?
What is our job site setup? Because Mark has done, tons of different setups. You have, with your...
About setups, yeah.
You are. You've tried out so many different setups. It's insane.
We have. But maybe what we should do, because now we're talking about trim carpentry and stuff.
What?
Her show is about landscaping. Just throwing it out
there. Oh, I'm
sorry.
We got excited.
Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Fix This Yard on A&E. And it started airing, a month ago?
Yes, about a month ago. It's on Saturdays at 10, and actually this Saturday there's a marathon from 10 to noon, 4 episodes with a brand new one.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, cool.
So what is the biggest project you tackled in the series, or can you say yet?
No, I mean, I can honestly say the biggest issue we dealt with was either complete overgrowth or complete death. You know, it ultimately comes down to people just not knowing what to do with their yards and not knowing or having the time and energy to maintain them, coupled with a lack of direction because of not knowing.
Was there a junk car in any of the episodes?
Yes, there was. Well, it wasn't a junk car. It was a work-in-progress car, and it wasn't parked on the lawn. It was parked in a driveway, and the homeowner, you know, is a legitimate sort of mechanic. So we built into the design some movable planter boxes with some tall plants that could effectively camouflage the car, because it did look a little junky even though it was a work in progress.
Because he's working on it,
so we knew we couldn't remove that. We just wanted to make it a practical and aesthetically pleasing solution.
Oh, good for you. Can you remodel our neighborhood?
That's the plan. you gotta get out your neighbor cam and start narking on your neighbors.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. There's a couple that
there are
that
a couple
need...
winners in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of really nice yards in our neighborhood. We've got Italian neighbors who, that's what they do. They spend their entire lives working on their yard. And then we've got neighbors who don't do anything.
Looks like they spend their entire lives drinking. So
I can relate
nice.
To that.
Yeah, as much as I we like some spirited libations. It's we don't do it in the morning much. Well, that's a good question. There's a real question that I have for her.
About drinking?
Yeah, it's about drinking.
Oh,
of course it's about drinking.
Am I going to be embarrassed?
No.
Okay.
So after all these shows, typically, there's an after party of some sort. You know, hey, thanks for fixing our yard or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody throw you just a killer after party, or were you on to the next thing?
Well, our production schedule was super jam-packed, so we typically didn't have a whole lot of time, and as you might imagine, they were really long days, so we were pretty beat, and people had families to get home to. That being said, most of the people we worked with were extremely hospitable, and there was definitely some home-cooked food, some fantastic dirty martinis, and a nice wine that were thrown in there a few times.
Awesome. Oh, that's nice. That's very good.
There's nothing like an adult beverage, I guess they call them, after working your guts out all day
long. You know,
yes.
The longer you work, the better the beer tastes.
Yeah. And lemonade just doesn't cut it after after trenching it out. So,
no.
Oh, that's good.
Well, so do you have a favorite outdoor project?
Yes.
And what is
it? I don't know if you're going to like it. My favorite outdoor project is removal.
Yeah.
Oh.
You are
I think my husband
converted,
is
sister.
In love with you. I'm just going to say it. Move over, Jeff Dillon.
Yeah. Forget
my husband
yeah.
is in love with Amy.
Yeah, now I'm now in love with you.
Yeah.
Because forget about coping and mitering and all that. My three favorite tools are a bobcat, a chainsaw, and a dumpster.
Yes. Yes, not only is demo, like, so satisfying, I find that for the most part, people just have too much stuff in their yard, and that's why it doesn't, or they have the wrong stuff in their yard, and that's why it's hard to maintain. And I think the first order of any kind of business is get rid of what's not working. And I love it.
You said a lot of stuff was overgrown, but we're talking like viney kinds of weed hoo-haws growing up the fence, or are you like taking down trees and stuff?
Well, we're talking about, for the most part, we didn't take down any tree that was well-placed and thriving and healthy. And we also didn't take down a lot of trees that weren't well-placed, but we're still doing okay.
Okay.
But in a lot of yards, what we saw was misplaced vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
Either they or previous owners had planted trees in the wrong space that were growing too close to the house, that were threatening the structure,
yep.
that were diseased and rotting and perhaps a safety hazard. Or they just weren't doing well because they were suffocating, you know, the rest of the foliage, or so messy that it was impossible to maintain. And when something's not working like that, it really needs to be dealt with, or else it's just a constant problem.
Sure.
You know, potential plumbing hazards and gas line hazards and that kind of stuff just coming down the pike, so...
Oh, totally, yeah. You've got to thin that stuff out so what's
mm-hmm.
there can grow.
Yes. I mean, we had trees that were interfering with power lines. We had all kinds of stuff. So healthy stuff we either kept, moved, and transplanted if we could.
Mm-hmm.
And in the very last case scenario, we had to cut down a few trees, but they were not flourishing where they were.
Sure. No, mm-hmm. that's a healthy way to have a healthy landscape. I mean,
yeah.
some stuff's just got to go.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And particularly in the L.A. area, there were so many yards with just water-hogging plants and too much sod. And I just delight in getting rid of grass area and putting in gravel or mulch or other areas of visual interest that don't, suck up too much water unnecessarily.
Huge
for
you guys.
Smart. Yeah, that is
huge. Opposite here.
Yeah.
Our water table's basically halfway up the buildings out in the street in front of our radio station.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah,
we had
it is insane.
4 feet of snow this year, you know, that whole thing. So.
Yeah, flooded basements are really common where we live.
Oh.
Yeah, it's awful.
Wow.
The Colorado River is powder by the time it gets to you guys. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I love that. That's huge. Water's a big deal.
Water is a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've enjoyed many, many years of taking it for granted, but we can't do it anymore. I don't think we can make a single decision without considering the impact, you know, it has on our water conservation.
Well, here, I'm going to go totally totally textbook on you, academic geek dude. Especially for you guys, there's a book out that just came out called The Next 100 Million. And it's all about by like 2030 or 2050, there's going to be 100 million more bodies in this country than there are right now.
Uh-huh.
So add that into your can't make any decision without thinking about water.
Yes. Yeah. I'm writing that down right now.
That's insane.
I'm going to read it.
Also read The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
We'll send you one. We'll send you one.
We'll send you one, definitely.
Oh, please do, actually.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all about coping.
There is coping in there, though. It's true. There is, yeah.
Yeah.
There
is. No, we'll totally send you one, and then you read it, and then when you love it, you call back, and you're on for an hour.
Oh,
which is how long our show is.
Goodness, you're not required to give a book report on Mark's book for him. That's just insane.
I'm just not a nice person.
Now, you might be in love with her, but she might not be in love with you back.
What's new?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I haven't read The Carpenter's Notebook yet.
Okay.
Yeah,
Fair enough.
Send you on.
We definitely will. And definitely check out Amy's show at 10 o'clock on A&E on Saturdays. Right, Amy?
That's right.
Definitely Fix This Yard. And it's also available. You can check out episodes online, too, if you go to A&E.
Sweet.
Definitely.
Well, Amy, we hate to say it, but we have to leave.
Well, I really enjoyed talking with you guys.
Oh, totally.
We love
it. Have me back soon.
Yeah, let's do it.
We will.
Okay.
All set. See you on the desert island. And we will be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
Got roof? For roof repair and replacement, you need the high-performance tools and hardware from RoofersWorld.com. The Red Ripper tools reduce tear-off time by up to 30%. The innovative Adapta roof staging accessories enable you to work safe and fast at heights and on steep pitches. Whether you need magnetic hatchets or hammers, roofing knives and blades, hard-to-find snow guards or roof jacks, Roofers World is your go-to source. For high-performance, rugged, get-it-done tools and accessories, visit RoofersWorld.com.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life, and we are ready to give away a cool tool.
It's go time, baby, for the Rockwell H3 combination rotary hammer drill driver.
Totally.
And that it meets with my powerhouse brand of approval.
It is. It's a hot tool.
Yeah, thing works. Thing works.
Yes.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
And I've heard more stories from more people who've, like, tried to hang garage shelves or put something up in the basement, and they try to drill a hole with their cordless drill and a masonry bit, and the thing turns cherry red,
mm-hmm.
and they're furious, and they can't get the concrete screws to sink and all this other stuff. Once you use a tool like this, because a rotary hammer is a kind of tool used to drill concrete, you'll just be so fired up you can't stand it.
So we've got a winner.
We do have a winner.
And the winner is, do you want to, like, you know, drum roll or something?
I don't know. JT, you know how to drum roll, you know? Don't knock the desk down.
The winner is Doug, and he is from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
That's also the name of a Robbie Robertson song that I knew way back when.
Oh,
I could sing it.
No, please don't. And he wrote to us, and he said, "Dear My Fix It Up Life folks," I love being called folks, don't you?
No,
okay.
I don't love being called
he
folks.
He says, "I'm already drooling over this tool. I've never seen one before, but it's one of the coolest tools I've ever seen. But that isn't the reason I want it. I want the Rockwell H3 because I need tools that can help me do a better job at my volunteer work projects. I've amassed a fairly decent array of power tools and equipment over the years that I've used to help people who can't help themselves." And then he listed out all these cool projects that he's done to help people in his community that he's never taken any money for any of this work. And they include replacing a rotting staircase, replacing a porch, building a new wheelchair ramp, widening bathroom and bedroom door frames, replacing soffits, replacing window sashes, installing handrails. I mean, he's done all kinds of cool stuff. So
he's going to get more mileage out of this tool than he knows what's coming.
Doug, there you go.
There you go. And yeah. You know what, Doug? You're leaving it better than you found it, man.
You totally are.
You are a fix-it-up favorite, if you ask me.
And we get you know, tons of great reasons from you of why you want to win this cool tool, and other cool tools that have been up for grabs, too.
Yeah, and we've got some winners coming up.
And it's hard to pick.
It is hard to pick. By the way, I got to stop right here. We're inside the final five.
We are inside the final five, Mark.
Yeah, we're in the final five. So we're bringing it, but we've got...
Oh, we're going to be giving away the Red Ripper in a couple of weeks.
Oh.
It's up on our website if you're curious about it. And it's more than just for just roofing, too.
Yes, yes. Interior and remodeling type demolition, all kinds of stuff.
Removing sheet goods.
That's right.
That's true.
That's what I think kicks butt.
Yeah, it's totally cute, too.
Yeah, and
we've
got some other stuff from Roofers World in the pipeline.
We do.
We've got a Dremel 2800 cordless tool.
Oh, and then what else is that? We have a package of tools, too, that we're going to be giving away.
Yeah, Milwaukee mm-hmm. has given us three different tools to give away as a combo pack.
Yeah.
But they're not three tools that necessarily go together.
But they're going to go together for some lucky fan, though.
That's
so you
got to
check out our website at myfixituplife.com.
I think we can lean on Stanley for a cantilever toolbox.
You think?
I think we can.
We'll ask.
I think we can.
They're hot, totally. You check out that YouTube video of Mark showing it off.
There you go.
Yeah.
What else we have cooking? What's happening next week?
Well, next week we're going to share a show that we did in Vegas. When Mark was dressed up like Elvis, right, honey?
That's right.
When aren't you dressed up like Elvis?
Like
seriously?
Elvis. Yeah, differentiate that from any other day.
Yeah, and cool news about new tools from, lawn and garden tools from Craftsman.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Ryan.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was hysterical.
Yeah, he talked about, coming in on a spaceship. He is out of his mind.
Yeah, he is.
And I just think he is out of his mind. I don't think it had anything to do with being in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a big deal for Craftsman and stuff, but I think, just saying, he might be unhinged.
He is unhinged. So check out that interview with him. And then we also talked with Dow and Senko and Da Vinci Roofscapes and Rockwell Tools.
Yeah, we did.
Totally.
We did. We spent some time in those booths while we were there in Vegas. And who's our next guest coming up?
Well, we are going to have Jason Cameron on in a couple of weeks. You might know him from Desperate Landscapes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Blog Cabin, he was on that for a while.
Well, he apparently was on Sex and the City and Guiding Light and All My Children, too.
I saw the dude on the Today Show, which
yeah.
I've only seen once in the last year.
And he was on a Ziploc commercial.
Well, who hasn't been on a Ziploc
commercial? I mean, seriously, can you imagine? I haven't seen the Ziploc commercial, but he's got pretty big muscles, and he probably locked that.
You know what? I've tried to open a Ziploc bag. You need to be jacked to open those things. So
yeah, he's a spokesperson for Men's Fitness.
Yeah, he's also on Man Caves with the Goose, Tony Siragusa.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're
I'd like to see those guys fight.
You want to see them fight?
Yeah, Sarah Goose is about 600 feet
like,
tall.
What kind of show is that?
That's a real man
cave. Hey, guys, fight.
Battle to the death.
That's a different man cave.
Yeah, Jason might be in
That's
shape,
fight
but
cave.
But Sarah Goose is a professional football player. I think he's got the edge.
Really?
He's 12 feet tall.
He is. He's 12 feet tall.
That's filmed close to here. I can tell. Everybody's from Jersey or Brooklyn or something like that. On man caves.
It is filmed in, yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm, totally.
What else is cooking?
But I'm also excited because Mark Brunette from Queen House is going to be on our show in June.
Cool, cool. That
I
guy's got some
I love him.
Stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to have DC on our show.
Oh, yeah. Let's get her going.
Yeah. If you don't know Queen House, well, she's on a lot of other things, too, but she's also on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know if she's been voted off yet or not. But
I don't know.
But she's pretty hot and funny.
So if you have questions about your house, email us at info@myfixituplife.com.
Or post a message on Facebook and ask your question.
Post a message while you win a cool tools that are up for grabs.
Yeah.
Check us out online at myfixituplife.com. Follow us
on Twitter.
You'll find out some special insider news on Facebook.
And tune in next week for
My Fix It Up Life.